Pray with me. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who is worthy to be trusted. We acknowledge you and thank you for who you are. As we come to this moment of opening your word, Father, I pray for all of us in this room that you would open our eyes and our hearts. Let us see more of you. Let us be like you. Let the words that are spoken be yours. And Father, we give you this time worshiping you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. The year was 1994. It was somewhere around 2 a.m. deep in Louisiana. It was a quiet, still night. Misty and I were on I-20 headed east, and there was nobody out there but us, as far as I could see. Misty was asleep, as she often did and does. And then, on the radio, came a song. We were in her sports car. It's a Toyota Supra, twin turbo. The song was Elvis Presley's Suspicious Minds. For you Elvis fans, it was the concert version, which if you don't know, it's the real upbeat version. It was from August of 1969 in Vegas. 6 minutes and 38 seconds long. I got an adrenaline rush. I'm going to be in so much trouble for telling this story, but this is the fastest Mrs. McConnell has ever been in a car, and she was sound asleep for 6 minutes and 38 seconds. I was flying. As Robert would say, I put the spurs to her. There were 3 digits involved on the speedometer. And adrenaline was rushing. Adrenaline is an amazing hormone. You are never more alive than being close to death. When's the last time you had adrenaline coursing through your veins? When is the last time your spiritual adrenaline was pumping like none other? Over the next few weeks, we're going to look at some dangerous prayers. Prayers that will get your adrenaline pumping spiritually. Turn with me to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. We serve an unbelievably powerful God. And he's told us in Matthew, you can ask for anything. and he'll give it to you. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Do you find it's one of them books that's hard to find unless you got... Tucked in here in the midst of these passages of Scripture that we all just skip over because it's name after name after name after name and you're trying to figure out why did that get in the Bible. Tucked in here, verse 9, look at this with me. There was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because of his birth was so painful. That's kind of funny. His name means pain. Y'all got some children like that, don't you? Y'all didn't name them Jabez, but look at verse 10. He was the one who prayed to God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain." What a nice, safe prayer. Does it sound like one you've ever prayed? Does it sound like one that you pray often? He's praying it safe, right? Give me more. Give me more. Keep me from trouble and pain. Make everything okay. It's like a grocery list. I need this and this and this. His prayer is focused on him and making his life nice and comfortable. Y'all have heard me say often, we as Christians want a Disney life, a happily ever after. I get saved and I lived happily ever after. And that's what Jabez is praying for. Praying it safe. It's the title of this message. I wonder if you're guilty of that. Is there anything wrong with it? No, there's not. But you see, like that Toyota Supra of Misty's, I backed off. I didn't take that car as fast as it would go. Mainly because if she woke up, she would have killed me. But you and I, if we're not careful, we have this incredibly powerful God that we never get out of first gear. Because we're praying it safe. Give me this. Make sure I don't have any pain. Give me more so I can be comfortable. And if you're not careful, you never experience spiritual adrenaline. It's the feeling when you see God doing amazing things that you didn't even think were possible. But our God is so powerful. When we unleash Him, we'll be amazed. So I have a test for you. I have three questions to test your spiritual adrenaline. Whether or not you're praying it safe. First question. When is the last time you leaned not on your own understanding? When is the last time you leaned not on your own understanding? Go with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Most of you know this by heart. Proverbs chapter 3. verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all that you do, and He will make your path straight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. All of it. That means I got nowhere else to turn. There's nothing else that I can trust in. Most of the time, God has to take us to that point. We don't ask Him to take us there. Right? God has to take us there, and then we don't have any other option. It's not when we pray, God, take me to that point. Because why? Generally, we don't like pain, right? We don't like the unknown. We don't like not knowing what's going to happen next. That's why the Hallmark Channel makes millions of dollars from some of y'all who will sit and watch a movie that you know exactly how it's going to turn out in the first 3 minutes it starts, and you enjoy it. It's one of the things I like least about Thanksgiving at my in-laws. My wife and her mother and her sister turn the Hallmark Channel on, and it doesn't stop. And one movie after another is the same thing. The same. And yet you watch them. And cry. There's no trusting. You know how this turns out. God says, trust in me with all your heart. Even when you don't know how it's going to turn out. That's when you see spiritual adrenaline begin to pump. Second question. When's the last time you renewed your mind? When's the last time you renewed your mind? Go to Romans chapter 12. You see, like Jabez, we like to be comfortable. We like to be comfortable. We don't want to have to trust in the Lord. And then we come to, I'm going to read this first out of the New King James, because one of the things is it's how I memorized this verse growing up. But listen to this. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not conform to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now let me read that out of the New Living. Do not copy the behavior and the customs of this world. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. How many of us, if we're truly honest with ourselves, have allowed ourselves to copy the behaviors and the customs of this world? Because we're just comfortable. That's the world we live in. But let God transform you into a new person. It's the thought where you see a situation like a doctor telling you have cancer, and it's not the end of your world, your spiritual adrenaline begins to pump because you know God's going to do something. Because you can trust in Him. Some of y'all have amazing stories of what God's done. So when's the last time you renewed your mind? You know what that means? That means when I stop looking at the world as what the world is, and I start looking at it from God's perspective. It's the point when you can get to a place like I am where I cannot wait to die. I can't wait. You know why? Because this is the worst it ever gets, folks. If I'm a believer, if I've given my heart to Christ, this is the worst it ever gets. So let's get out. That's when your mind gets renewed. When you see God's perspective on a situation. Third question for you. Ready? When is the last time you learned something you didn't know about God? When is the last time you learned something you didn't know about God? You know the only way to learn something about God is to not play it safe and get out of your comfort zone, as the world likes to say. Flip back in Romans to chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Verse 20. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power, His divine nature, so they have no excuse for not knowing God. God is all around us. I don't think any of us would deny that. But when's the last time you saw Him in a way you'd never seen Him before? When's the last time you learned something new about Him? You see, those are the opportunities you and I have to have our spiritual adrenaline begin to pump in a way that we've never seen God move, do, or act in our lives before. You can play it safe if you want. But you'll never see how amazing God is. One of the things that I have loved since I was a child is a thunderstorm. If I were allowed to pick my profession, I would be a storm chaser. I would want to head towards it, not away from it. Because the power of God and the power of nature is unbelievable. I can remember as a child, when a storm would come up, I would go out into the garage and just watch. Lightning is amazing. It got adrenaline pumping. Anybody in here an adrenaline junkie from way back? There's no feeling like it. But as we get older, we like to play it safe. You can't recover as quick. Go back to 1 Chronicles with me. I want to show you something. and we need to have a little talk. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. This is Jabez. He was the one who prayed to God of Israel. Now, isn't it interesting? I'm sure there were a lot of people who prayed at that time. And if you read this, you might think maybe he's being lifted up above everybody else. And maybe he was. And maybe you see this as a sign of honor. I see his prayer as really kind of sad. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain." And then pays close attention to the last part of the verse. And God granted his request. God granted his request. What could he have prayed for? What could he have prayed for? Jabez prayed to a big God, and he prayed a very small prayer. What could he have asked for? What could he have seen in God? How many times have you and I missed an opportunity to see God move in a miraculous way, but we prayed it safe? We serve a God who loves to show out. He loves to show out. He loves to do things that amaze us. And many times we don't let him because we pray it safe. Most every morning, I go on a walk. It's really my main prayer time, that God and I are just walking along, having a conversation. Recently, I went over to a neighborhood that Misty and I used to live in. It's a three that I have. And it's a beautiful neighborhood, lots of trees, lots of elevation changes. But about halfway through this walk, it's about a mile and a half, I come to a point where the road I'm on ends, and I have to either turn left or right. At this point, I've walked a mile and a half. Pretty successful walk. If I turn to the left, I can see my car. And it's slightly downhill to the car. Slightly downhill. I can make it. No big deal. If I turn to the right, for the next mile, it is mostly uphill. And I come to one street that is about 3/10 of a mile long. And I measured it on one of these little apps. It's an 89-foot elevation change from the bottom to the top. That's a 4-story building. I learned that on that walk up that street, that if I look up, it's so much harder. But if I look down at the next step, it's flat. If I look up, it's 89 feet up. If I look at my next step, it's flat. So I always choose to go to the right. I could go left and go downhill and play it safe and get in the car and say I walked a mile and a half. But if I go to the right, It's all uphill. And when I'm through, I feel amazing. So my challenge for you and for us, over the next few weeks, we're going to look at some prayers that I bet most of us haven't prayed in a long time. They're adrenaline prayers. They're prayers where you turn to the right and you know it's uphill, but you pray it anyway. Because the benefit is so unbelievably amazing that you will see so much more of God than you would if you turned to the left, played it safe, and went downhill to the car. I challenge us to be a spiritual adrenaline junkies, to want to see God move in ways we haven't seen it before. God wants to show out in every one of our lives. So over the next few weeks, we're going to turn to the right. And it's going to be uphill. But I'm going to challenge us to pray those prayers that it's going to take us up an elevation change in our spiritual life that we've never seen before. Stand with me and let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for loving us enough to want to be involved in our lives, praying that as we walk out of these doors, we would be searching for you. Let us be lights in a dark world and taking you to people who need you the most. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.